Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Jesus wants us to be filled with God's gifts and to share those gifts as we started out being that welcoming presence for others. Jesus wants that, but there's difficult steps to get there. There's difficult steps. We hear them. But let me give you an analogy. Just kind of picture what the steps sound like. Especially this 4th of July weekend. This is a famous time for our American pastime. Our favorite sport is what? Baseball? Am I hearing baseball? Okay. Let's just go over a few things of baseball, okay? Because this is an international audience, a lot of people from all around the world. Baseball, what's the goal? What do you score in baseball? Runs, a home run, right? You get a home run, okay? And there's bases. You have to go around the base. How many bases?
Four.
Three and a home run, the final plate, okay? A few things in baseball. Finally, after the Star Spangled Banner, when they play the national anthem, what does the umpire say? Play ball. Good job. All right. That's baseball. We can think of the steps to become that welcoming, to do good for others, is like you have to go around those bases. The first base, it's difficult. Jesus says you have to do everything for him. He makes it very strong. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. This is the Gospel of Matthew. At least in the Gospel of Luke, he says, whoever hates father and mother, whoever doesn't do that is not worthy of me. At least he puts in the positive and the love. What's he saying here? What is Jesus saying? I can give you an example of what this looks like. Most Catholic students are like this, but I can see it in a Stanford student. He's Catholic, he's going to Mass, and he's doing it, and he's like, you know why I do this? Because I love my mom, and she's proud of me that I'm Catholic. I really do this for her. And he's showing up, and he's really striving to be a good Catholic. But he's doing it for his mother. And you know, you just see him like, okay, good, I'm glad you're here, but this is not the end. We're going to be walking together in faith. You need to learn how to do this for Jesus. To put that love, not doing it because your mother, doing it for the love of Jesus. And that step is a huge step in everyone's life. To learn to do that for the love of Jesus. This here in our community, we're calling that first base encounter Christ. To have an encounter. To fall in love with Jesus. To be evangelized, to realize that Jesus is alive and he really is there for us. He's there for you. For you, Jesus wants you to feel his love, to experience his love. Then when someone falls in love, what happens? I see couples, I see people getting married, they start spending time, start spending time. Can't go by a day without checking in. I got a call, I got to hear a text, I got to get this. You start spending time with someone when you fall in love. This is the second base. This is discipleship. Now, discipleship is difficult. Jesus compares it to picking up a cross. Picking up a cross, a burden that you have to do every day. I've seen the same thing here for Stanford students. Once again, they have that desire. I've come to realize God is alive. God is true. I want to love God. I do love God. I do love Jesus. But you know what? I feel too stressed. I too feel too busy. Now it's summertime. I'm worried about my internship. I'm worried about this. So many other things come up to not make that time to pray. The disciple makes that time to check in daily. And something special happens. I'll just share that story once again when I first saw it in the student here. And he just was striving really hard to make consistent prayer. And he put on a calendar. He's like, call me. Make sure I pray every day. Call, how are you doing? Well, I prayed 6 days and now I stopped. I'm going to start up again. He started up and he kept doing it. He went through a quarter. And finally he said, you know, I prayed now 40 days in a row. I think I'm getting the habit. Not only that, he felt blessed himself, but people started noticing it. Other people in the Catholic community are, I want to do whatever he's doing. People started noticing the change. He said at the end of the year, he had final exams. He had to fly out the next morning, did all this. He said, I didn't feel stressed like the way I normally do. Not only that, even his roommates noticed it. It's noticeable, that life of a disciple. And finally, third base. You start living like a disciple, then God can fill you up. Jesus is asking us to die to ourselves, to get over ourselves, to empty ourselves. Be like a cup. Empty it out so God can fill us up. I knew someone that hit this stage. She was a young adult. She kind of went through all that during college and learned how to be a disciple. And she finally got to that stage. She called it, that third base, she called it LGLG. Let go and let God. She's like, I just want to be filled up now with God. Asking the Spirit, asking the gifts there. And she shared those gifts very easily with others. But she wanted to be filled up, didn't cling on to anything herself. And she really taught us how to do that. Those are the three bases. First, encounter Jesus, fall in love with Jesus. Second, to become that disciple, daily praying that. And then third, asking God to fill you up with the Holy Spirit. This can be lived out practically in our world. You know, while Father Xavier's on vacation, I'm going to talk about him a little bit. He never talks about his family, but his dad was a famous baseball player, Cookie Lavangetto. He played for the Brooklyn Dodgers way back in the day. He actually won the home run on a World Series, his father did. Even more than that, his father played the first year Jackie Robinson was invited to play. And so I guess the manager, he was really a Christian man and really made pathways for him to come in. And they welcomed Jackie Robinson. Even that, when Xavier, I got him talking about that event, and he said, even my mom welcomed the Robinses. The manager had it set up so the wives couldn't all sit together. He didn't want them gossiping. He really thought about this. They can sit in small groups or pairs. And so he said, who's going to sit with Mrs. Robinson on the first game? And Mrs. Lavangetto welcomed her and sat with Mrs. Robinson. So even in baseball, we have these examples of living that discipleship of Jesus. But in our time, it becomes more and more difficult how to do good for others. And it's important to do good, to do actions out of prayer, not just being, okay, I'm a welcoming person, so I welcome everyone. Not just nice actions like that. Nice comes from Latin nicere, it means to be ignorant. Not to have nice actions, to do them out of that place of prayer. Why do I say that? Because people can do nice actions and do it not in the light of truth. I've seen people who advocate for Planned Parenthood and abortions thinking they were doing good work, thinking this is very good, nice, ignorant. And now people want to get rid of healthcare because they have Planned Parenthood in it, want to defund that and get rid of healthcare, nice, ignorant. Our church works for healthcare. Our church works for the poor. I think of the Little Sisters of the Poor who take care of elderly people that have no money. And in that, the government imposed on them, went against their conscience and how to live that discipleship, how to serve others out of Jesus. When the government imposed, they fought back. So in the midst of doing good for others, coming out of a place of prayer, we have to not forget what this doing good others is for. It's to share that love of Jesus and share that truth of Jesus. We have to have both. And that takes a lot of work, to have truth and to have love and have them together. Only a disciple can do it. As we share this invitation of Jesus, to love him above all, even your own family, to love Jesus above all, to follow him, to be filled with his Spirit. Then we can do the work of Jesus, bring that back into actions. And the home base for the spiritual life is to truly do good to others, to go out then and serve them. Here at the Mass, we are filled with that Spirit of God. And we're going to be called to go out, but not to lose focus, how to do good for others. That's a home run. But we're invited to play ball, to go through every base. And you know, in baseball, if you miss a base, you skipped over first base, you're allowed to go back and touch base. Go back and encounter Jesus. You haven't hit second base? It's all right. Make time to become a disciple. Go through the bases. And we have a team. It keeps everyone moving. Keeps everyone moving so we can score home run after home run. We do this as a team. So in the end, what do they say at baseball after the Star-Spangled Banner? Play ball.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.